This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The partial shutdown of the U.S. government has moved no closer to a resolution, with President Donald Trump asserting Tuesday the shutdown would continue until his demand for funds to build a U.S.-Mexico border wall are met. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Even as he looked to spread cheer via video conference to U.S. troops around the world,
on behalf of the country, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year,
the president went back to the border wall while telling troops the nation's doing well.
We have a little bit of a shutdown because we believe in walls and we believe in borders and we believe in barriers.
And later told reporters in the Oval Office,
I can't tell you when the government's going to be open.
Adding he's open to meeting again with top Democrats and hopes they can make some progress in getting what he argues is money for the only thing that will stop drugs and human trafficking at the border. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Pope Francis, meanwhile, is urging people around the world this Christmas to see their differences as a richness, not a danger. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
In his Christmas message to the world, Francis says the universal meaning of Christmas is that God is a good father and we're all brothers and sisters. He wished for a spirit of fraternity that would bring together individuals of every nation and culture and people with different ideas, yet capable of respecting and listening to one another, hoping that would bridge the world's great conflicts, citing wars in Syria and Yemen, the conflict in Ukraine, tensions in the Middle East and the Korean Peninsula, as well as social strife in Venezuela and Nicaragua. Without fraternity, he says, even our best plans and projects risk being soulless and empty. I'm Ben Thomas.
For more on these stories, be sure to check out our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Indonesian rescuers on Tuesday used drones and sniffer dogs to search for survivors along the devastated west coast of Java that was hit by a tsunami that killed at least 429 people. Thick ash clouds continue to spew from Anak Krakatau, a volcanic island where a crater collapse at high tide Saturday sent waves smashing into coastal areas on both sides of the Sunda Strait. At least 154 people are still missing. More than 1,400 people were injured. Thousands of residents had to move to higher ground with a high tide warning extended to Wednesday. The Palestinian Authority has hosted thousands of visitors for Christmas celebrations in the West Bank town of Bethlehem. Robert Berger was on scene and filed this report for VOA.
Christmas Mass was celebrated at the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem, attended by many Palestinian Christians.